Welcome to Roll a D20 Podcast, the roleplay podcast of the laziest fashion.
Hi, I'm Trisha, and I'm coming from the scenic cliffs of Jeju Island.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm podcasting from your own house in the attic.
I'm Natasha, and I'm currently recording from the Seventh Circle of Hell. That's where tax filing occurred.
And I'm Karen, and I'm recording from the planet Pluto. Out here, all alone.
And I'm your GMT. Today we'll be vying for the heart of a bachelor.
Okay, Andy's was fake. Mine was genuine.
Hey, mine could have been genuine. You don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, really enthusiastic all the time.
At the recording date of this podcast, the finale of The Bachelor here in the United States is amongst us.
Did you watch Colton's season, T?
I did.
I didn't know you watched The Bachelor. I didn't watch this season, but my friends kept me up to date on it.
I wouldn't say I watched it, more like I skimmed it, because a lot of the girls were boring, and the man was boring. But, yeah, well, you know, I watch it while I eat.
The amount of times that they seem to have said virginity during the entire season was alarming.
Whoa, it was so annoying.
Why?
The Bachelor was a virgin.
Because The Bachelor was a virgin.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait. Is this the season with the girl who wore the sloth onesie?
Yes.
And
yes.
Said, I heard you like to take it slow?
Yes. She was the first one
That's
eliminated.
A great dad joke.
Yeah, she got eliminated.
She should have won.
I agree.
But the dad joke was so good.
Anyways, the new Bachelorette is apparently very boring.
I don't know. I don't watch that stuff. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You don't get that kind of boring stuff with, like, Flavor Love or Rock of Love. On Flavor Love,
I also watch that.
Flavor Flav.
Tila Tequila.
I'm not allowed to watch that.
No Tila Tequila. No.
She's
a bad lady.
There is an original Hulu show called Unreal, and it is a scripted drama.
It didn't used to.
Yeah, it wasn't originally a Hulu show.
It was a Lifetime show before.
Yeah. And it's a scripted drama about the backstage happenings of a Bachelor-esque type show, and it is the best kind of trashy TV. So good. It's over now, though, so.
Aww.
So let's build our character. On this show, I allow the players to pick aspects of a character that they all play. Trisha is gonna pick what part of the world we are from. You can be as specific or vague as you want.
You guys are gonna, like, make me look like a terrible human now.
Why?
Because we all know the first place that I thought of.
I don't.
I also don't. I'm very confused right
Thank
now.
Thank God.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I will attempt to pick a random place that is not in South Korea.
You can pick South Korea.
Relating to South Korea.
You're allowed.
Because we all know. If it were me, it would just be Seoul.
You can totally pick Seoul. The only issue is a lot of us who don't know anything about Korea, like Andy, will be like, yeah, Korea.
I love Korean food, of which I don't know any of the names of.
All of my knowledge will be related to Coffee Prince and Vicks.
There you go.
Exactly. Mine's all going to be BTS and, like, other K-pop bands.
At least I have watched a single K-drama, so I have that going.
You've only watched one?
I've only watched Coffee Prince, yeah.
No, Natasha, I am changing this.
Well,
anyways.
Drama Fever died, and that's how I watched it, so.
I know, that was stupid. I was so mad. You have no idea. I was so mad because now they want you to pay for Fiki, which is, if you get it for the year, which is technically cheaper, it's $100.
Oh, I'm my like, God.
Jesus Christ, no.
Put it back on Verve. That's how I watched it before.
Exactly. Well, actually, I had it on Prime, and then they're like, oh, guess what? We got a contract with Drama Fever. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. because I love the things, we're just gonna say we're from Seoul, South Korea.
Okie dokie. Next, we're gonna have Andy pick our name.
Oh, no. I need to think of a Korean name.
No, you do not.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Edward Avila is technically Korean.
All right, I've got it. I've got it.
It's an American name.
I know exactly what our name is going to be.
Do it.
First name, Kim.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Last name, Thompson. You right. Thought I was going to say Chi.
I thought you were going to say Jeon-un, but...
You realize Kim is the Smith of Korea?
Yeah, and Thompson... That's what I was like. Hey, and Thompson is the Smith of America. So there...
Can't say I've ever met one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Natasha is going to pick what her special talent is.
I still can't believe that you gave us the generic name of Kim Thompson. You know what? You know what? It's fine. It's great. Kim Thompson clearly sings opera.
Nice, nice.
Hmm.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I can dig that.
Last but not least...
There's a K-drama with that.
Last but certainly not least, Karen is going to pick what our incredibly embarrassing secret is.
Our incredibly embarrassing secret is that we suck on our toes while we are sleeping.
I'm gonna kill you.
On your
okay,
own?
I guess this is a present for the foot fetishists out there. Welcome.
I'll delete this whole episode. Don't get me started.
I love you so much, Kirby.
It's a subconscious thing. Just do it while we're sleeping.
Are we real flexible? Like, we kind of just
yeah.
Like, pull our...
I don't know. But only one leg.
You can only reach the one leg up and the other leg isn't as flexible. Like, we only do yoga on one leg.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I feel like you're all for sure going to make sure that that doesn't come up again in the whole episode.
If I have any power no. Here, which is debatable. For posterity of this podcast, I would like to note Andy is making notes in our group chat and has just typed in, we suck our own toes in caps.
I want us to remember this. It's important.
I wish I could forget. All right. On that lovely note, let's get this story started. So, your name is Kim Thompson. You are from Seoul, Korea. You are an opera singer, and you have a terrible secret. But today is your first day on the amazing one man dating a bunch of women show that is called The Sexy Man.
Getting straight to the point. I love it.
As you wait in your limousine to pull up to the Sexy Man mansion, where you will be staying for the next 8 weeks, you look down at your outfit, and you are wearing...
Mm-hmm.
Trisha, what would
important
you like
question.
To wear? Yes.
Sexy Man. One word or two?
One.
Just how I like it.
So, Trisha.
You can go back to Trisha now.
Trisha, what would you like to be wearing? You are rolling for this.
Perfect.
Okay, so just so I get this straight, I pretty much need to come up with an outfit from, like, head to toe and then roll to see if we're actually wearing that?
Yes.
Okay. I have to make sure. I'm going to say that we're going to be wearing an off-the-shoulder sweater with a nice pair of, like, just plain black leggings and ankle boots.
Okay.
Try and keep it simple, but yet kind of classy and comfy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I rolled a 9.
All right. You are wearing a nice comfy sweater and some ankle boots. However, you are wearing leggings with the Grinch's face all over them.
No.
Yeah.
Is this one big Grinch face, like, across the whole thing, or, like, a bunch of little Grinch faces?
Sir, have you ever worn leggings? They have tiny, little, multiple yeah. Grinch faces.
Yeah, it's gonna be that.
See, I thought it would be just, like, one giant no. Grinch face.
This is not a Nicolas Cage mod on an MMO.
Yeah. Wait. This is real life.
That's fair.
I'm not sure what that reference was about. And I'm slightly disturbed by it.
I feel like it's just a common mod that you just turn all the textures into Nicolas Cage faces.
Yeah, you can just Google that. So, you, wearing this outfit, get out of the car and walk up the driveway. There he is. The sexy man. TM. Himself. He is roughly...
Dead man.
5'11". He is definitely white. He has short brown hair. He has blue eyes. And he's wearing clown shoes.
Oh, dear. That took a turn for the worse.
Or the better.
So,
Andy, we Andy. Don't want to know your fetishes.
Well, luckily, it's Andy's turn, so we can find out.
What do we don't want to be, Tricia? Because guess who has the wheel right now?
That is true. God damn it.
Please, just don't give him ideas, please.
I'm gonna roll to be super turned on by clown shoes. Oh, guess what I rolled? Take a wild freaking guess.
Yeah, 20.
You somehow rolled a 30, didn't you?
Oh, I don't need a 20. I don't need a 30 when I rolled a perfect critical 20 to be turned on by clown shoes. Thank you.
So you're pretty much rolling a reverse seduction. So yeah, you look at this incredibly plain white man wearing these incredibly robust shoes.
Like, ooh, yeah.
And you have butterflies in your stomach. I'm asexual. I don't know. Some things have happened.
I could go into graphic detail right now, but for our younger listeners, I won't.
Please don't, Andy.
Cool, I'll just say that shit's popping. There you go.
So
we're super turned on by these candy apple red clowns.
You're thoroughly aroused.
Yes, I win.
Very appropriately.
God damn it, Andy.
What would Natasha like to do next?
Run to the hills crying? I don't know.
But blame Tricia for all of this. All
right. Well, no, what I want to do...
So, an
important question. Is this the getting out of the limo, or am I in the house?
You're standing next to him. This is the beginning of the episode where he's meeting all the girls. They get out of the limo, they walk up to him.
So we've already done the limo thing, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I want to scope out the competition, is what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to basically roll an investigation check on all of them and see what I can do to get to knock these people Perception. Out of competition.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
I rolled a 17.
Oh, damn.
All right, so you see behind the sexy man, TM, a line of ladies. They're, I would say, the age range is probably 18 to 35.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he's 50, right?
I say he's of indeterminable age between 20 and 30.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That sounds a lot better.
Your competition consists of... I gotta make notes on this, I'm not gonna lie.
Heck. Do it.
Okay. Your competition consists of a 35-year-old mom, a 27-year-old firefighter, a 23-year-old teacher, an 18-year-old gymnast, and a 26-year-old Instagram model.
Oh, Jesus. No. The Instagram model. Oh, that's going to be a problem. She's going to be like a finalist. Oh, shit.
No entrepreneurs.
Not if we kill her.
Oh yeah, I like your thinking.
There is always homicide. That is an option,
especially on the show.
Yeah.
That sounded slightly judgmental there, GM.
The sexy man murders.
I'm here to judge you. All right. What does Karen want to do?
All right. So I've scoped out the competition. That's it. That's all I've done. Just scoped out the competition.
You're still standing right next to the sexy man. And you've not even said a word to him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna...
awkward, like, oh my gosh, he's right there stare.
I'm just gonna lay one on him. I'm gonna go for the big introduction kiss.
Immediate Hell, assault.
Yeah. Please don't get a critical fail.
I do not know how these shows work. But I don't think that's how
it works. That wasn't a good noise.
It's not a critical fail, it's just a 7.
It could be worse.
You spittily land a kiss on his cheek, because as you go to kiss him, he real slyly moves his head about an inch the other way.
Aww.
He then holds out his hand to you and says, "Hi, my name is Paytomini."
What?
Excuse me?
That sounds like a crime. That sounds like you murdered a king.
He says, "I'm a year-old entrepreneur businessman who makes custom ties and clown shoes."
That was and sweet. Also sells weed, because that's the most profitable of those things.
He also You're mentions how he is definitely a billionaire.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
For sure sells weed.
Well, I mean, or harder things. All right.
Oh, dear.
If you sell clown shoes, if you're like the best person at selling clown shoes and you corner that market, you can totally be like a bagillionaire.
Honestly, like if you
just think about it. Yeah. Like if you're the only clown shoe market in town, where else are they going to go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can say the same thing about ties. Can just kill all the tie makers.
And then everyone buys your ties, and while they're buying ties, they're like, you know what else I could use? Clown shoes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a thing.
All right, so Paytomini puts out his hand for a handshake. What does Trisha want to do?
I am going to grasp his hand with both hands and shake fervently and say, "Hi, I am Kim Thompson." And that is a 16.
All right. So you do that. You have so much energy. He's like, yeah, he's into it. He's like, cool. You can just call me Peyton. That's what my friends call me that. And you seem pretty chill. So you can just call me Peyton.
Score.
He just tried to kiss him, and he's like, "Oh, you seem pretty chill." Pretty laid back, the calm type.
I'm worried to know what his friends are like.
Man.
I saved us, guys. I saved us.
Good job, Trisha.
So, you were the last to arrive, so everyone goes into the house, except for Peyton. He stays outside. All the girls come into the house. You all take a seat in the ginormous living room. It's one of those living rooms where, like, the couch is receded into the floor. You know what I'm talking about? Like, how there's a sitting area in the floor.
That fancy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, kind of sunk in.
Yeah, exactly. And then the showrunner comes out and says, "All right, I need all of you to do a talking head for me. Can we get, let's start with you, Kim. Let's see what your thoughts on the bachelor, I mean, the sexy man is." Definitely not the bachelor, the sexy man.
definitely not the bachelor, TM, the sexy man. TM.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy? What would you like to do for Kim's talking head?
I can't believe you gave him the camera, T.
For the record, for our listeners, a talking head is when the contestants will sit in front of a camera alone and kind of give a little monologue type thing.
Hey, did any of our listeners see the hit show The Office? You remember The Office? It's mm-hmm. kind of like that. Yeah.
Yes. Or if you've ever seen The Bachelor, a little bit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Like many people who are not Andy have.
Hey, I watch Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, and one or two of the spinoffs. Anyway.
If you've ever watched that one show, like Charm Academy or whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one was awful.
Yeah. If you've ever seen that, they also do talking heads. All right.
Yep. All right. So, with my in-depth knowledge of horribly trashy dating shows, I know exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to go to the camera in the room and say, I'm not here to make friends. And I rolled an 8.
Okay, so you go into
great.
The room.
We just became the villain.
No, everyone says that.
Became everybody's friend.
Yeah, you can find compilations of this on YouTube. That's like the most said phrase in reality show history.
So,
you go, I'm not here to make friends.
You go into the recording booth. You say, I'm not here to make friends. And then suddenly, 23-year-old teacher comes in and says, Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were done in here. Oh my gosh, I love your leggings. I love the Grinch. I watched it like 50 times last year. Hi, my name is Carly.
I just said I didn't come here to make friends. What the fuck is this shit?
You did a pretty bad roll.
Andy.
Oh, god damn it.
We're friends with everybody, remember?
Oh.
So, where does Natasha want to go with this?
All right, so the not making friends has failed. So, so even if maybe on camera that's failed, however, we can always use that philosophy of keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So, Carly's going to become my new BFF and tell me everything. I'm going to introduce myself to her and be like, we should room together and just stick together this whole competition. It'll be great. We'll be the best of friends.
And then we'll stab her in the back later, as is reality TV fashion.
Well, that goes
well. But literally, because we're going to kill her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
depending on whose turn it is.
I get the feeling on Karen's turn, it's going to get real bloodthirsty real fast.
All right, I'm going to roll. Dang, another 17.
Dang.
All right. So you play this friendly, you know, character-esque to Carly, and she eats it up. She's like, oh yeah, that'd be so much fun, like a slumber party every day for 8 weeks. Oh my gosh.
I can't dear wait God.
Oh my gosh, my students are gonna freak out when I tell them all about this.
we just copy her laugh right back.
Okay, so you go.
There has to be a little bit of, like, deflation on that last note. Like the,
Oh, yeah, like the,
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, perfect. Alrighty.
I'm good at Valley Girl, I'm sorry.
No reason to be ashamed. Okay, so it is now time for dinner. And at this dinner, the sexy man will be present. He is sitting at the head of the table. And you're basically sitting, like, Last Supper style, so, like, all the girls are on one side so that the camera can film everyone, but he's on one end of the table, and on the other end of the table, there's an empty chair.
That's not good.
So, for dinner, you're having his favorite meal, macaroni and chicken nuggets.
Like, mixed in?
This is a billionaire. He doesn't eat his chicken nuggets and macaroni mixed together. Okay? Oh. You have those plates that have the little separators in them.
Oh, he's clearly rich then.
Yes, he is.
Might I request that you call them nugs for the rest of the episode?
Nugs.
And instead of saying eating, we're just gonna nug it up.
Yeah.
Nugs.
I refuse to say one of those things.
We're good.
Alrighty. So, as you are sitting there eating these McNuggy and macaroni, suddenly, Peyton looks at you all and says, "You're all very important to me now, because you're going to be part of my romantic journey. And I respect and cherish all of your presence here tonight, so I want you to meet the most important woman in my life."
Oh, dear God, no.
Is it his wife?
And in walks in...
It's his mother.
It's Paula Deen.
I didn't hear that.
Is she just, like, holding a stick of butter in each hand and just, like, double-fisting him as she walks up, like... Mmm.
Actually, she's racist. I'm gonna change this. It's Ellen.
Well, apologized for it, and that was a while ago.
She lost still don't a ton like of weight in between... Yeah, fuck Paula Deen.
And who doesn't like Ellen?
Oh,
I love Ellen.
Certain people really do not like Ellen.
And that was people are assholes. Okay, hold on. My audio's been really bad. So that Ellen is of what relation to him?
That's just the most important woman in his life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Everybody loves Ellen. BTS loves Ellen.
Yeah,
Ellen
loves BTS. True. I heard that. So, Ellen is here. She's sitting at the other end of the table, and she says, "Now, ladies, we're gonna play a game."
Yes!
In front of you is a dinner. In front of that dinner is two cups holding, with small lids holding concoctions. Choose the correct cup, and you will not be poisoned. And you'll be able to take a one-on-one date with Peyton.
Good lord.
What?
All right, I'm down.
Die.
Poison doesn't necessarily mean death.
What does it mean to you?
Poison doesn't always kill you.
Can we put that on our t-shirts? Poison doesn't always mean death.
So, how is Karen going to decipher which of these cups to drink from?
Karen, remember Princess Bride?
Hold on. There's something more important. Where am I sitting at this table in relation to Ellen?
Protein powder.
So, you're next to Carly. So, Peyton is there. Carly is sitting next to him. You're next to Carly. And then there are four more people.
Who's next to Ellen?
Next to Ellen is the 26-year-old Instagram model, and she's already taking photos.
Not anymore, bitch. Politely push my chair in and go put the Instagram model in a chokehold because I want to sit next to Ellen.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you roll?
14?
Okay. You go over, you put her in a chokehold. Unfortunately, she's already chosen her cup, so she vomits on you.
Oh dear.
But I mean, you got her out of that chair.
Wait, did we see what cup she chose when she vomited?
No, you're too busy being in a blind rage.
The one that's got drank out of, dang that, she's probably wearing lipstick, just check the rim.
Oh yeah, dang.
I know who to call if I ever am about to be poisoned.
Or if someone else may have drank poison and you need to identify.
I just want to stay alive to talk to Ellen. In this moment, I don't care about the sexy man. And at the other end of the table.
Fair.
All right. So, you are now in this predicament. What does Trish want to do?
So, she vomited all over me. Is that correct? That's where we're at, right? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, even though Ellen is super important, I don't want to sit next to an Ellen with vomit all over me. So I've rolled to go, you know, change my clothes. Okay. At least.
Alrighty.
All right.
The most reasonable thing Trisha has ever rolled for.
It's a 9.
Oh, no.
I suck at lying.
Okay. So you go to go change your clothes, but unfortunately your luggage isn't here yet. So You have to just wear you have to just wear this sexy towel around you.
Mm. I mean,
they call that a power move.
Advantage.
Yeah. We can make this. We can roll with this.
You go back to the table. The paramedics have taken away the Instagram model. Two other girls are missing. It is the 35-year-old mom and the 27-year-old firefighter.
Oh, dear. Is it just down to Carly and us?
No, there is also an 18-year-old gymnast amongst you. So there are three of you left.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Yep.
My bad.
So, what would Andy like to do?
Do I make a power move? To make a power move or to not make a power move? That is the question. Whether to live nobly or die in a power move or whatever.
Alas, poor Yorick.
Yeah, that guy. Alas, poor Ellen. We knew him, sexy man. So we... Alright, so it's us, Carly, the 18-year-old, and Ellen. Alright, and we're already friends with Carly. So here's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I'm going to turn to Carly. I'm going to whisper to her a secret plan. And I'm going to tell her, hey, you know what? If me and you and Sexyman all become Mormon, then I think the three of us can get married, be polygamous, and like share them. Our alliance can last past the show and everything. We can do this whole three-way marriage thing. We can make this work.
Sigh.
And I roll an 18.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Nice.
Carly seems pretty convinced. But she's only convinced with about half of this plan.
Hmm.
And you have unknowingly seduced another contestant on Sexy Man TM.
I'll take what I can get.
Of course.
So, she is basically drooling. Ellen comes over and she says, you know, I have that effect on women also. You'll get used to it.
Yes. You'll grow into it.
Yes.
Perfect.
The 18-year-old gymnast is sitting there in her seat, staring at these cups very intently. What do you want to happen next, Natasha?
Okay. All right, I'm going to examine the cups, figure out which one everybody drank out of and died from, and go up to my new best friend, the gymnast, and convince her that that's the good. And tell her I want her to get a date. So he can convince her, so she can convince him that going with all of us is truly the way to go.
This is some real stuff. Like, this is something that would happen. Natasha's getting too realistic here.
I'm sorry. I probably watched more Bachelor than anybody here, because I've been watching since season. So.
Man, I have to say, I really regret failing that role on Not Making Friends. Dang.
I have bad news, y'all. My luck streak has ended and I rolled a 5.
Okay. Ooh, those so are bad. Those are cups. You have drank from a cup before.
Yeah.
That's all you notice.
Oh, dang. You just gave me a typical perception check. I was so confused.
Perfect.
So, Karen, what is that?
Is that okay? I was like, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm going to go to the seat that I abandoned earlier where I know both cups are untouched. And I'm going to mix those two cups together. And I'm going to hand that mixed drink to the gymnast. And I'm going to say, here, this one's good. See, I'm still alive.
Wait, are we doing this in full view of gymnast?
I mean,
she's staring intently at the cup. She's staring intently at the cups.
Oh, okay, okay.
I rolled a 10, so I guess split the difference between success and total failure.
So, you go up to her and you hand her this cup, and she looks at it pretty intently. And you realize she's deaf. So, what would Treasure like to do?
I see I really wasn't here to make friends, so much so that I didn't notice something incredibly important about a fellow contestant, and I feel like a douche.
Okay. Because I have some slight skill of my actual personage, we're gonna try this, but after realizing she is deaf, I then attempt to sign to her the exact thing that I had just said.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I do no sign, so I'm in her. See here, we have gotten a. That is a 12 to sign our intentions.
All right. Okay. So you sign to her, and she's like excited. She's like, you know, because someone actually knows sign language. That's pretty rare for her to see, especially at this stupid show. So she's like, and since you are speaking to her, she kind of assumes that, you know, you're friendly and you're trustworthy. So she takes a sip of that drink.
Oh, dear.
And immediately, you see her face drop.
Welp.
So she sits down on the floor and starts to cry.
Now I feel bad.
The camera's zoomed in so hard on her, the lens is basically in her hair.
Oh, no.
What does Andy want to do?
All right. Let me think. Oh, there's a lot of different ways I could do this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know what? I've got a plan here. If I save her life, not only can I show the sexy man that I am a compassionate, empathetic, good individual, but it'll also be...
Just try to kill her.
Shh, it's fine.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that. if I do that, it'll also be a huge, like, power move that'll show how cool I am because I know how to save someone's life. So what I'm going to do to get the poison out of her system, I'm going to go up to her and stick my finger down her throat and say, live, damn it, live.
For the record, nobody has died. Ellen doesn't kill people. Only maim.
Right.
Well, maybe I don't want her to be maimed by poison.
Listen, Andy is past trying to get the bachelor. He's clearly trying to become the next bachelorette.
Okay, true.
Yeah, maybe I have a sexy lady goal, which I do. Well, anyway, so I rolled a 15 for sticking a finger down her throat.
Okay, so you do that weird thing you decided to do.
That's how you make a person vomit. You put a finger down their throat, and then they throw up the poison, and then they all feel all bad.
Ellen loves it. She's eating this up.
No, gross. like she vomits and Ellen is just scooping it into her mouth. Like,
Andy, you're canceled. You're canceled.
I can't believe Andy died today. All right.
So I'm your new guest, Bart Baccarat.
So
your name is now Edna.
Edna Baccarat.
So, Ellen is loving this heroic act directly after a sinful act. She is, like, looking at the camera and being like, oh, you guys seeing this? This is so cool! This is so weird! Well, you know what's zany? This is pretty zany, huh, guys? And
so confused.
I mean, that's how she talks.
That is a very accurate Ellen impersonation.
And you know, the girl whose throat you have your finger down vomits a lot. Right onto the floor and onto your hand, because that's in her mouth, so she can't really avoid that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know how he could have got past that part. Yeah. That's
and,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes us more heroic, really.
It does. Taking one for the team, and then she passes out. So, what does Natasha want to do now?
All right, well, I'm going to take a page out of my own book of what I just said to Andy. And I think it's time to turn to Peyton and be like, Peyton, this has been so fun. And I've enjoyed all of this time I've gotten to spend with you. It's truly been life-changing. But I just don't think we're right for each other. If only there were some way for me to meet lots of guys and figure out which one was right for me. Oh, well, I guess I'll never be able to do that. Who knows? And then dramatically walk off scene.
Oh,
shit.
Are we going to be the next contender on the sexy woman TM?
That's the goal. It's sexy lady TM, for the record.
Yo.
So if Natasha rolls like a one on this, does she start saying that and then just like slip and fall in some dookie or something?
I'll tell you.
Well, sorry to disappoint Andy, but I rolled a 19.
Oh, no. All right. So you were beginning your speech. And at the beginning of your speech, Carly's getting a little too excited because she thinks you're about to profess your love for her. But you don't. So she gets real sad and walks away. However, Ellen is staring at you and stroking her very elegant chin.
Her Ellen-gint
chin? Her Ellen-gint chin. She looks at you, she looks at the camera, she looks at you, and she says, how would you like to be the star of my new reality show, Single and Surviving? A survivor-esque television show where one woman and 10 men have to survive out in the wild by themselves. Karen?
Sign me up?
Score.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was the end. I thought that was just it.
That's not a win. Because you've not said yes.
Sad.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Okay. I've been rolling really bad today, so I'm kind of thinking I should roll to say no. I'm going to roll to say no.
This will be the good one.
I'm rolling to say no. I rolled a 6.
Never mind.
You go, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Ellen holds out her hand to shake yours, and with your vomit-covered hand, you make a legal agreement to be the star of a new sexy survival dating reality show. You win!
Yay!
Yeah, boy!
Yay. We didn't die this time.
To be continued, question mark?
And then we start flossing!
And the vomit is just flying off of our hand.
But Ellen loves it. Ellen is clapping.
There were no Fortnite references. I had to.
Hey, Ellen definitely has played
that
Fortnite.
I take out my Lucio DJ stand.
What can I reference? The game. You just lost it.
Oh,
I quit. I'm off this podcast.
Aww.
We all just lost.
Okay.
We won and we're flossing!
On that lovely note, thanks for listening, everybody. What a eventful episode. I think this is the only episode we've ever had where we stayed in one place the whole time.
Yeah, actually.
I think it was quite a bad. Listen, if this was an episode of The Bachelor, I would have been all over that. I would have been watching it.
Yeah, you and everybody else on this planet.
So this was basically like, this was essentially the 12 Angry Men episode of our podcast.
This is our bottle episode. Oh, wait, now I'm getting deja vu. Maybe we have done this before.
Oh, hell.
I'm the one who edits this and I can't even remember.
Oh, shit.
We only have like 10 episodes.
Going down.
All right, so thank you for listening to our podcast. You should probably listen to a better one. Special thanks to the band Tangelo for use of their song Valentine as our theme song. Check them out on SoundCloud if you like their music. They have more.
Fun fact, earlier today was actually the first time that I heard our theme song.
All right. Alrighty then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.